Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
Anne Gallo, I'm a portfolio manager and partner at Wellington Management Company. One of the things that's been very interesting to see is that these emerging market economies, I think, have had the opportunity to learn from the mistakes, for lack of a better word, of some of the developed world, and have said, you know, we can't have an exclusively public sector funded and run healthcare system. We don't have the resources to do so. So we need to tap into the private sector to help develop the infrastructure, the healthcare infrastructures that our citizens want. So in addition to driving growth for the multinational companies, this trend is causing the introduction of new types of companies and industries in China and other emerging markets and new investment opportunities for the fund. So I think a great example of that would be what we're seeing, say, for instance, within Chinese hospitals. The government realizes that it doesn't have the expertise and the resources and the infrastructure within the public sector hospitals to provide and to meet the demand of its citizens. So we're seeing the formation of private sector hospitals with the implicit backing of the government in forms of regulation in China. We're also seeing this play out in many other countries. We've in the past owned some UAE-based hospital companies that came into existence because, again, the UAE government realized that the public sector infrastructure wasn't adequate and accordingly created some regulations that encouraged the development and growth of private companies, creating new investment opportunities for the fund. We've also seen this play out in Eastern European countries. I can think of Georgia, for instance. Very similar situation. The existing public sector infrastructure wasn't adequate to meet the needs of the citizens of Georgia, and accordingly, government regulation came into being that facilitated the development, creation, and growth of private sector hospitals. What's fascinating about healthcare, in my view, is when you think about the demographic trends, the aging of the population of the developed world, and the rising wealth of the emerging market economies, you can envision a situation where demand is pretty infinite, very, very strong, stable demand. Couple that with the incredible innovation we're seeing in the biopharma area. On the other hand, you see a situation where, while demand might be infinite, certainly supply and funding is certainly not. So cost is becoming more and more of an issue as it relates to healthcare in all countries across the globe. So what does that mean for stocks? Well, in our view, you have a situation where the bar has been set meaningfully higher in terms of what it takes to get adequate reimbursement. So what this means in a world where cost matters more, for a company to be reimbursed for a new medical technology or a new biopharma, the extent to which the drug exceeds or the device exceeds the current standard of care and brings new value to the system needs to be greater than it's been in the past. As I mentioned earlier, when we look for biopharma companies, we're looking for those that have true differentiated innovation because those are the companies that we do believe will be rewarded with reimbursement. The same holds on the service side. When we look for companies to invest in our portfolio, we're looking for stocks and companies that help us transition from a healthcare world that rewards volume to one that rewards value and outcomes.